To be forgotten.
Or teachers to be forgotten.
So that is forgotten already.
Yes. What was thought about a moment ago, forgotten already.
Mm-hmm. It may be forgotten, it may be remembered, but we know it falls away, even if we remember it.
Even
it's
so,
away. It's gone.
Even so, it's even talking about falling away, it's gone, it's
right.
Forgotten.
Right.
The only way to become detached, otherwise there's clinging and clinging all the time.
Faisal was asking about accumulations and with regard to four jatis. Would you like to ask your question? So the question was, well, the first question was about how accumulations occur or whether we can talk about accumulations at each moment when citta arises or only at moments of kusala and akusala. In each javana citta, each kusala and akusala citta. Or whether we can refer to accumulations at other moments as well.
But the most important thing is understanding whatever appears. Because even when we talk about accumulation, what about attachment to this or that? It accumulates again.
So we were talking about, well, that one is lower. Arises now, then it conditions more lobha in future, and this is what is meant by accumulation. And we're talking about how sanya arises at every moment, and so we can talk about sanya accumulating at every moment it arises. And Vice Admiral was wondering about when we talk about the anusya, for example, or the accumulations from the past, how they are accumulated in the citta, or whether it was just in the bhavanga cittas. And we were talking about how all tendencies from the past are accumulated with each citta. So the tendencies are there, but we don't have to think of a place where they are. They are just accumulated from citta to citta. Actually, in a way, it's like common sense, because we know that listening to Dharma now or appreciating the Dharma is a condition to appreciate it more in future. So I think that we know this already, that it has to be accumulated in this way. And we also had a discussion about experience, and Kun Pet was wondering about the difference between the meaning of experiencing and knowing, because we were saying that citta experiences at each moment, and she was wondering if this was the function of sanya, but we were explaining that all namas can experience the object. Any question about it, Pet?
No, I understand. Experience, just not knowing. Like we see, experience it, right?
Then experiencing visible object.
Experience from visible object, experience from hearing.
Not from, but experience the sound. Experience the visible object.
Mm-hmm. So every moment there has to be an experiencing.
Is now, no matter what word we use. For example, what appears, if there is not anything who experiences it, can it appear like visible object right now and that which is seen? If there is no seeing, can it be seen? So it appears to seeing, because seeing experiences it.
Like
if it's not seeing, the object is not what is seen. if it's not hearing, the object is not sound. Daily life, what we haven't known before, we learn to understand little by little what is there. Not me, not self, only different moments, different realities.
No seeing, there cannot be any experience of visible object, because we know that the experience of visible object depends on visible object, eye sense, seeing, contact. Can we say that even if there's no seeing, the visible objects impact on eye sense, or we can't say that if there's
use of thinking about it at all, whether it impact or not? See? So just think about that which appears is better, yeah. Otherwise, it's like we can know better than in reality we cannot know at all, yeah. Uh-huh.
So we can't say whether they do or don't.
See? Mm-hmm. That which does not appear at all.
The reason I asked was because the other day when we were talking about it, we were talking about ayatanas, and I mentioned about if there's no seeing or experiencing, then just visible objects impacting on eye sense. And afterwards, I thought maybe what I'd said was wrong, so that's why I wanted to clarify. We also had a little discussion about cheetahs in a process, and Vice Admiral was asking about Votapanna and its role in determining kusala and akusala. And I was saying it's just one more cheetah in the process. It's not so significant, because the real condition of the kusala, akusala, the previous accumulations of kusala and akusala. But I think this is quite a common question. I think people are misled by the name determining consciousness to think this determines kusala or akusala, rather than it just being one more cheetah at that time.
Usually it's literally translation, so it's not the understanding of reality itself as just a moment of the reality arise and perform its function.
It's easy to forget the functions are just momentary, aren't they? All these functions just occur in a moment, so we shouldn't think too much about the conventional meaning of...
What the Tipitaka tell is about understanding whatever appears, to understand this moment. Since even we're talking about seeing consciousness and there is seeing, it does mean that there can be the precise understanding of seeing as just not self. So when we read more and more about the teachings and learn to understand at that moment of theoretical understanding, and later on, like now, right now, it can be moment of understanding it, but no expectation, because it's a function of sankhara khanda. Otherwise, thinking that when and how can there be the understanding of seeing, but it's not such expectation, because it's just learning to understand what Buddha has enlightened and taught us about the whatever appears now, like seeing and hearing, thinking, appearing. Is the term contact suits the word parsa? What do you think?
Very difficult to understand this.
Right.
They contact as being physical contact.
Right.
People always forget it's mental.
Yeah. Can it be mental?
For me, it's anonymous. So
Because I think that we don't have the right word for Dhamma in Pali and in reality. So we try to use the one which is closer. That's all. But actually, it depends on when one understands, no need to see whether this is right or what the other word is more suitable. Yeah, just understand it.
It's just a term we use for convenience, but actually it won't help us to understand if we haven't heard and considered quite a lot.
Can it be used for nama? Mentally,
it is used.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's no other term to use. Is
yeah.
For masa.
What about impinge?
Well, impinge is used in another context. Like we say that the visible object impinges on the Bhavangajita,
and can
on the Pasadarupa. Right?
And can we say that Pasadarupa impinge? No.
Is impinged on. Prasada Rupa is impinged on.
But can it impinge on the visible object?
No.
Or it has to be only visible object which can impinge on?
Are you asking as a matter of English or in Dhamma term?
Both. Both. Yeah. For Dhamma, I think that the Mahaputta Rupa, the Chakkhupasada is the base Rupa. Special one, different from others, the different quality to be touched or impinged on by visible object. But no, neither of the two, the visible object and the not the Patasrupa, cannot do anything at all. It does mean that the visible object can impinge. No.
No, can't mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah, so
it happens.
So it happens as
there is the impinging of visible object.
It's we always say the invisible object impinges.
But in terms of ayatana, I think that it's clearer. For example, the form must be there.
Yes.
We don't have to think about whether it what impinge on what.
Seeing impinges visible object in English, it doesn't make any sense. So seeing passa contacts visible object, you can't say passa impinges visible object.
You have to use contact with, just contact?
With contacts.
All right.
Yeah, just contact,
okay.
Not contact with.
Mm-hmm.
As contact with, to have contact with as a...
It seems like not passa.
Yeah, we just say contact, passa contacts, visible object.
It seems that it's wrong, broken English or something like that. But actually, it can be used, context. And the other reality cannot contact, only passa.
Touches the object in English, it sounds very close. Contacts, touches, very similar. So.
That's right. Passa and vitaka are similar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And manasikara tense.
Uh-huh. And what else can impinge except the visible object and the other objects of the other doorways.
Mm-hmm. Objects of the other doorway, yes. Sound
only
impinges
that?
On
only
the
that?
Yes.
Only five?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I presume this is a translation of a certain particular Pali term from the texts. And I'm not aware of any other context where impinge is used.
Not at all.
I haven't. Not that I...
Even in daily life? You don't use it term?
Oh, do we use it in daily life, impinge?
Don't you?
Yes, we can, in the conventional sense.
Like what?
Seldom.
Well, for example, in medical terminology, if you have a a nerve problem. Sometimes we say it's the something is impinging on the nerve and it causes you to have sciatica.
And you don't know what impinges.
Well, the doctor would know. He'd say the bone or
the muscle impinges on the nerve.
So
I see.
That touches or contacts.
Yeah, the nerve, the muscle.
Yeah. It usually implies, actually, in conventional language, something touching when it normally shouldn't. So, well, normally it wouldn't.
And is there any difference between impinging and touching?
Yes. There's a difference in the sense that it gives you. Because touching means mere contact, whereas impinge on means it's having some effect, good or bad.
Well, touching cannot.
Well, I just talk about normal usage. If I say I'm touching Sarah, but if I'm impinging on her, it probably means I'm restricting her in some way or something like that.
Causing trouble.
Good example.
Yes, so like the other day when we were talking about, I think impinge is sometimes used for sampatthiga too, so we were talking about the gross rupas as sampatthiga dhamma, so visible object impinges on, but then we would say that the eye base also as a gross rupa also impinges on, so then we would use it for both. So I don't know whether the way we use in English and say visible object impinges on eye sense, but not eye sense impinges on visible object. I don't know if it is.
So it means right. Touching, but with some force applying, more than just touching. Because touch, there can just be, you know, very soft touching. But when impinging, it means it's having some effect.
But they both do not have intention.
No.
So it happened.
Relationship between the rupas. So do you think it is correct to say that visible object impinges on eye sense, but not eye sense impinges on visible object?
Because actually both do not have intention at all. So it's the upatti.
Yes.
So we understand the Pali term, but when time comes and when karma condition that...
But when we talk about upatti, that is the seeing consciousness conditioned by karma, but I thought the visible object and eye sense... Are these upatti too, or it refers to the coming together of all the dhammas at that moment?
This ayatana, when they're all coming together.
Yes, the ayatana.
But when we talk about the arising of the seeing,
yeah.
Which is different from other moment,
upatti.
To see how different it is, because in the day, without all these moments, nothing appear at all. No seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no touching. No condition to think about life or any happenings at all. See?
And is the importance of talking about upatti to stress that this is before vitakka arises? Or
a different moment than other, than other moment. Because it's the actual seeing, see? So much different from the moment when it just received the object from seeing and thinking about it.
So even if we're not saying anything about vitakka, then we're just talking about the how seeing is the special dharma at that moment. Just to distinguish it from any other cittas.
To help to have more understanding. about the anatta-ness of cittas.
And what makes it upati isn't just that there's no vitaka, but just that it is just that moment of experiencing the visible object or sound or other rupa.
It indicates that the seeing is much different from vitaka the next moment.
I was thinking about Ajahn, about the actually about the sutta when these 18 things are said, maybe not that was this I and the visible object and seeing consciousness and all senses, but what is very interesting also is mind, mano, dhamma and mano vijnana. Is it also to be known?
As much as you can. What can be known now?
Now we can listen to dhamma.
What can be known or experienced?
Everything.
No, what? See? What? It's not exact at all. If we just use the term dhamma and everything, it's not the understanding of any particular ones. No, nothing? Or what? Because you are interested in vijnana dhatu and mano dhatu and mano vijnana dhatu. These are words, but in reality, not just words, because it is this moment. So in order to be exact about whether there is the more understanding about the vijnana dhatu, mano dhatu, and mano vijnana dhatu, what is the object right now that is known?
But what I mean is some kind of reflection on these elements. For example, different than seeing.
Just one at a time.
One, yes. Who
not,
knows?
Not you. You didn't test.
Yeah, for me it was mano and mano vijnana dhatu actually.
You call it mano vijnana dhatu? But in reality, what is it?
In reality?
Yeah, you call it mano vijnana dhatu, but in reality, what is it?
Not knowing the taste, I mean, it's just...
You mean that at this moment?
Not now, but at this moment. I mean, if this is not the tasting, and it also is thinking.
Even we say that thinking is not being experienced, it's only object of thinking again, see? So it's not the exact moment of understanding of a reality at a time. It's under the word mano vijnana dhatu, see? But what is that now, just now?
Element.
What element? What is that? There can be many answers from one question to another question. What is thinking?
It's an experience.
What experiences?
An object.
What? Experience, not what the object is.
What experience?
What experience? What experiences? A mental element experiences.
Again, what mental reality? See? Yeah, there are many mental realities. Yeah, what is that?
It's unknown.
Pardon?
Unknown.
It can be known.
It can be known.
Uh-huh. Because you call it, you name it many, many times in a day. What?
I asked, maybe I should stop asking.
Why? If you'd like to understand, Can you understand without asking and answering? Yeah?
Sometimes it's good to ask.
So, what experiences? You said manovijnana dhatu and mental reality. And what?
What experiences, yes, is the question.
Now, yeah.
Now, I cannot say now, no. But there must be some elements, other dhamma dhatu. Like Paza, other Chetasikas, there must be.
Can they be known?
In the proper time only. So.
At this moment, what can be known?
Now is a dream.
Again, if it's that, what dreams?
Five khandhas.
Not five.
Four. Yeah, but for example, but it's not like anything, but for example, manasikara changes. For example, manasikara, it changes all the time. It jumps whenever.
So
it's not me.
So it can be talked about, but not can be known now.
No. But I always hope for some moments of wholesomeness when listening. Some different moments of whatever wholesomeness.
But the question is, what can be known right now? Can be, it doesn't mean that it's known, but what can be known right now?
Different objects of
chitta.
These are objects. She wants examples.
Yes, exact, precise.
Rupa can be known. Rupa can be known.
That is not precise yet. Not precise.
A visible object can be known.
Okay,
sure.
That's it. Is it known now?
Yeah, it's known. I mean that it's for a, because you see, now no visible object, and now it's a visible object.
What?
Yes.
Okay, you said what experiences with four objects? Precise. Chitta and what else?
And Paza.
And?
And Manasikara.
And?
Ekagata and Jitendriya and
Sanya Vedana.
And what else?
What else?
Yes.
Chetana.
What else? I don't talk just about seven, because not only seven which experiences it. Seven chetasikas only are in a moment. And the other. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dosa and loba.
Not together.
Yes, loba, for example. And,
okay, what else?
Moha.
Yes, that's it. That's it. So, even if there, it experiences visible object, but it's always unknown. That's why we learn, we read, and we consider. So that there can be conditions to understand this moment. Is it time to talk about samatha and vipassana? the development of samatha. Why not? Why not? Yeah, because people mistake whatever wrong practice and wrong understanding as samatha. They just take it when it's not vipassana, it's samatha, but that is not right at all. Is there anyone developing samatha bhavana today? Why do you think like that?
Because
wise people? You say wise people?
Yeah, no, because it's in Visuddhimagga, that's why.
In Visuddhimagga. Yeah. So what does Visuddhimagga say?
Well, it says about how to cultivate samatha.
Okay, how?
For example, reflection, recollection on death, maranasati.
How? To think about it.
Special way of recollecting. It's they learn the wholesome way, even they recollect specifically because they learn that. They know what leads to what.
What's the benefit of thinking always many, many times about death?
Of death?
Mm-hmm. What's the benefit?
The reality.
See, that's the point. Not just thinking about it. So,
and what's the important thing to know about death?
For example, they recollect the jivita, this jivita, the faculty of life, I think, that is interrupted by karma. That's also some kind of understanding.
Can we not say that because there isn't going to be understanding of realities all the time in a day, but there may be conditions to reflect wisely on death, for example, at this moment, not as reality, but just there may be conditions to reflect how death can come any time. So it's a precious opportunity to study death, to study dhammas, and this may be a condition for more wise reflection in future. It's not samatha bhavana leading to jhana, but it is, can we not refer to it as a development of wise reflection with samatha, so at those times?
What's the best moment from considering about death? What is the most beneficial?
To the realities and wholesomeness.
Only then, or what? Thinking and thinking, anyone can think about death. And then what?
Just more thinking about
death. What's the benefit?
More sense of urgency.
Pardon?
More sense of urgency.
For what, again? Urgency. So?
Jhana.
No. Under the subject of jhana, so you think about death as object of jhana.
Yeah, the benefit is reminding one of the preciousness of understanding reality now, because each citta falls away and can be understood. So there's death at each moment, actually. This is the
benefit.
It's kusala moment. Whatever it is, depending on conditions.
Depending on the level.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yes, anytime kusala arises, thinking about death, not so long time to delay or to have a kusala more and more.
When we were talking about samatha bhavana the other day, that the samatha is concentration with understanding at the level of calmness. When you mentioned that it is, because samatha is calmness, so we know at any moment of kusala there is samatha, it is calm, whether it's understanding of reality or moment of dana, there is samatha already, it's calm. So when you mentioned that it is concentration with understanding at the level of calmness, would you explain what you mean?
There is concentration at this moment as well, but who knows, it's characteristic. Mm-hmm. But when it's there, one knows that without it, the object is not as calm or as clear to be known as calmness.
Samatha is concentration. Would it not be more accurate
it's
to say
the development of calmness?
It is the development of calmness.
Mm-hmm.
So can we say the development of calmness is concentration with understanding?
What about vitakka vichara, piti, sukha? Because there are five factors.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about death, we do not mean that we should develop samatha bhavana, marana sati. So what's the benefit of thinking or not forgetting about death?
Just to reflect with kusala according to the level of understanding at that moment.
I think that usually people think in terms of developing samatha bhavana only, but what about kusala moment? That is more important. Yeah.
Because at that moment of reflecting wisely about death, then no akusala at that moment. Because otherwise we may think about death with fear or akusala. So
if one keeps in one's mind about death, it can be any moment, then it's right understanding to be conditioned for kusala to arise. This is the point. So is it right to think about death, thinking and thinking about death, or moment of wholesomeness arises?
It's more important to appreciate the wholesomeness when it arises, because otherwise people will have the idea that they should think about death and it's bound to be attachment, just
right.
Trying to think of death or thinking better to think of death a lot in the day,
yeah.
So they go in the van and think, now I'll think about death, but this is not understanding, this is not kusala or understanding death as an object of calmness, because it's self trying to have that object as object again.
Yeah. And this is the beginning point of developing samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana.
So
depending on one's understanding. Right now, see? Or at the moment.
Because people think, oh well, would we know when we're talking about satipatthana, we're talking about realities with understanding of not self, but they think, oh well, samatha bhavana, there's realities are not understood as not self, so they can be trying to have it, but this is not anything to do with samatha bhavana, because it's I and attachment, so it's not kusala reflection at all.
So there must be right understanding at moment of thinking about this too, otherwise what is the meaning of thinking about this? Just wanting to have samatha bhavana, something like that, and that's not the point.
Just trying to have kusala for oneself.
That's why no matter it's in Visuddhimagga or in Tipitaka, there should be the understanding of the point of understanding realities. Otherwise one say, oh, it's samatha, it's object of samatha or something like that. It's Visuddhimagga or what book, but actually it's not that. It's the understanding of what one heard about death. So, what did you learn from Visuddhimagga about samatha bhavana?
Actually, I have no opportunity to read the Visuddhimagga, but I just checked this Marana Sati. And recollection of Buddha, I think. But the recollection of Buddha, hardcore, very hard. Because, for example, when I hear Buddha, Saranam, Gochami, Dhamma, Saranam, Sangam, it's very hard. I mean, I cannot even imagine what is the shelter.
So we can understand more about Buddhang Saranang Kacchami. Yeah, so what is the meaning of Buddhang Saranang Kacchami?
We place the Buddha qualities. I don't know this object.
Buddhang Saranang Kacchami.
Yeah, that means literally I go for a shelter to the blessed one.
Are you now?
No.
So, why recite or talk about it?
I don't do that because I know that object.
So you don't have Buddha as refuge?
Well, from time to time only, maybe.
Even from time to time, at moment of having Buddha as refuge, what do you mean?
Yeah. I mean that I'm not interested in the world, but to consider Dhamma at that moment.
Study.
Yes.
With understanding of each word.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's underestimating the teachings that it's very easy. Even one word like Dhamma, see, it takes time to understand thoroughly, clearly. And when it's understood clearly, it's different from just read it. Does anyone have fully and comprehension of the word Dhamma?
Only when there's direct understanding it as reality.
How much one understands, see, one can know by oneself. When it's fully understood, one can become an arahata to that degree. It means that Dhamma is not understood, what you call, perfectly, yeah, fully, yeah.
But it's beginning right now.
Right.
So it's beginning to take refuge in Dhamma now, when just considering and beginning to understand what Dhamma is.
Yeah, but for example, when you talk about the objects, this vortica matta, that for me, for example, I just leave a space that some people have accumulation for that kind, but for me, it doesn't work. The object, if, for example, I read of Marana Sati, I don't apply to that object, I don't see it, because it doesn't work on me. I checked it before it. Only sometimes, well, it's like a spontaneous reminder, maybe. But the objects are very hard for me. I don't have a relation to apply to the object of meditation, whatever, samatha.
So in reality, what is Marana Sati?
Well, it's the reminder of death.
It has to be sati, right?
Yeah, it must be.
Without sati, can it be marana sati?
No.
So, at that moment, sati arises, and what is the object?
Kusala. I mean, sati of kusala.
Understanding. Marana. How? What is the understanding of marana? Marana is what?
It's a death.
Okay. Then, thinking about it, in what way? It doesn't matter. What do you think about death?
It's not pleasant.
Pleasant?
No.
Not pleasant? What is death?
Not now.
So?
That's because in that object was explained, it's the breaking of the life faculty. It's terminated, the life faculty.
It is coming.
It's coming.
rather than thinking so much about it, but it's coming sooner or later. So by understanding this, it's time to have kusala by conditions. Otherwise, there must be more moments for akusala. See? So one has to know the benefit of understanding it when it's moranasati. And there are conditions for different kinds of kusala, depending on condition, like now. See? We cannot force or tell this person to have such and such kusala. It depends on that person's accumulation. But when there is the understanding of death is coming anytime, so what? Wholesome or unwholesome deeds should be done. Instead of thinking that, oh, now it's time to think about death, and how can I think about it? So it's me who is thinking about death. At that moment, citta is kusala or akusala, see? And what about other object of samatha? Anapanasati, okay.
I will not confess because I don't do that.
So as much as one can understand, samatha bhavana is what?
Yeah, that's depending on the accumulation of the person.
It's moment of kusala, which is not dana, not sila, and not satipatthana. But when there is the understanding of satipatthana, there are conditions for satipatthana to arise, because at that moment it's calm too. No need to practice samatha in order to condition satipatthana. No need at all, because at that moment there are both samatha and vipassana. So all the teachings must be understood. Otherwise, one has different ideas by one's own thinking, even about samatha or object of samatha, or how to develop samatha. Thinking is always about how, but actually it's not how, but it's the understanding.
So when you say, for example, with regard to maranasati, you said, well, I don't do that, or with the anapanasati, I don't do that, or I don't practice that. But any of these objects or samatha, it's not a matter of doing anything or practicing or going there or not going there, because it depends on conditions, what way of thinking or what way of understanding there is now, whether it's reflecting wisely or unwisely. So it's never a matter of I going and practicing it, because that will never lead to any kind of kusala of any kind.
And we can see that people forget about death. That's why they have akusala and ignorance more in a day. Because forgetting about. Can this lead to samatha bhavana?
What?
What we are talking about?
Akusala. What are people doing?
Reflection on death, for example.
The first must be object, as I know that it must be object of samatha also.
Do you think that the object of samathas can lead to samatha kusala moment? Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, it depending on the accumulation.
Really? Accumulation of wrong understanding, taking it for samatha when it's not?
I think there are, like, whenever there are conditions to take it right, whenever they are...
Okay, let's talk about the object of samatha, one by one.
I don't
Whether
know.
Whether you think that it can lead to... Samatha
oh, no, it's stupid. I don't
How about metta?
Metta? Oh, yeah. That's the point. That's why I don't get the objects, you know, because there is, you have got the faith to tell us, to elders, even the Sudimaga, something I totally don't understand, but they said, seed and extend metta to everyone. Yeah, they said like this. And that's the point, I don't understand how I can sit and have a metta.
Because you don't know what metta is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point.
But I'm not saying the others cannot do that. That's the point, because I think...
But forget about doing anything.
I don't say, not do. They can have wholesomeness while the object is explained to them, when they apply to the object. So I believe in that because it's the in the text. It's by the elders. So I strongly believe it may happen.
The elders.
Yeah,
understood. But what about people today? Do they understand?
I don't know. It seems like people do it maybe wrongly, but...
Maybe?
Yeah, but I mean, it's in the...
So what's right?
I think, I believe that there is a very powerful inducement in Dhamma, a very powerful strength in Dhamma. So if that was explained, I accept. But for example, for me, it doesn't appear as a matter. I don't know what is this. But I believe that some people can develop that if there are the proper conditions for this kind of development.
And how can one tell whether this the right one and the wrong one?
By panya of samatha.
That's it. What is that?
It's the this kind of panya knows how to develop.
How?
In the quotation, yeah.
You mean know or understand?
Could understand.
Okay. Let's just have samatha understanding.
Understanding how the object conditions calm at that moment.
Yes.
For example.
For samatha panya, not for anyone. We come to that point. The samatha panya knows that.
Why do you call samatha panya?
Because it's not vipassana panya.
And it understands what?
Samatha panya.
Uh-huh. It understands what?
I don't know, but I think it can understand. How to cultivate kusala moments.
Right now, can panya know?
No.
So, the person who can develop samatha, no, right?
For sure, it's learned a bit. If he cultivated it before, he knows about that. Maybe not so clearly when he don't get it, but he...
He knows what at this moment in order to develop
the object to the samatha and the way.
What object? Now.
Now?
Yes.
I mean 40 objects of meditation.
40 objects? Okay. 40,
yeah.
Let's talk about one at a time.
But for the person who could do that.
But you read
Visuddhimagga
with understanding about the difference between samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana. So there must be the difference between the two, and you talk about the 40 objects of samatha bhavana. So let's study.
Yeah. First, I think about the samatha development, that it's not like someone's doing something. I think the monks or whoever cultivates must hear the object first.
There, or what about your own understanding? If you don't know, can you know whether they are developing samatha? If you don't understand what samatha is?
In general,
if one does not understand what samatha is, how can one know whether the other is now developing samatha or not?
I'm talking about the moments of kusala in life, not about the cultivation like it's in Visuddhimagga.
But you read Visuddhimagga on the samatha objects?
Maranasati and not all. That's not much. Just Maranasati I read for sure. How he cultivates this element of the karma that breaks life and how to recollect properly. So there are more conditions for kusala to appear.
What about other objects that you think the people are developing samatha?
I know there is tenkasina.
Okay, what is that?
I don't know, these are these great.
No, no. Only that is object of samatha? It's so easy. So easy. Can it be?
Peter, the friend from Poland, told me that they put in this...
And you believe that is samatha object?
I don't know this.
So you see that...
Yeah.
If
yeah,
one does
sure.
not understand samatha bhavana, then one might think that the others are now developing samatha without your own understanding whether it's
yeah,
or not.
Yeah, that's the difference for sure.
Yeah. That's why Buddha taught all about even samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana. So people can know the difference and know whether that is samatha bhavana or not at all. By reading, it's not samatha bhavana. Only by understanding what, why. If someone say that they develop samatha bhavana by having breath or this, like you say, as object, what do you think? Believe it or not?
If I must choose?
Otherwise, you do not have Buddha as refuge. You don't have Dhamma as your refuge.
Yes, that's true. That's true, but what I'm saying, that they still think this is possible in Dhamma.
Your own thought?
Yes.
So you don't have Buddha as refuge?
But what about the other people?
Don't talk about them. What's the use of thinking about the others? You know their cittas? You know their thoughts? Or what?
No, I'm talking about Dhamma, what happens and what may happen.
And?
What is possible to happen.
Who's your refuge?
Buddha, Dhamma.
Okay, Buddha. So listen to him and his teaching only. Otherwise, you don't have Buddha as your refuge at all. When Buddha is your refuge, it means that no other people or person in the world, whole
even
universe.
The elders,
yeah?
Even the elders, the teras.
Elders? Buddha?
No,
or him?
Not the same,
see?
Still, it's better than some kind of modern monk.
Buddha, only Buddha, only Buddha.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah,
that's true.
So, in the day, one can see whether one has Buddha as refuge or others. At this moment, is Buddha your refuge? So don't talk because it's your own thinking.
Yeah, it's like this. It's exactly like this.
So we don't have to talk about realities.
Yeah, but that's why I said I can chill out and talk. No, I mean that I believe that it may happen.
Buddha is your refuge?
No.
No?
Not now.
Yes.
Not now. It's really hard to say that Buddha is
who,
a refuge.
Who told you about Dhamma?
You.
What are you saying, not though, is when there's no understanding of Dharma, like if there's just ignorance now, it's like there's no refuge taken in the Buddha,
mean,
is what he means.
That's what I mean.
So we can say that at moments when there's understanding or wise considering of the Dharma, there is taking refuge in the Buddha, but when there's just ignorance and wrong view at those moments, no refuge.
It's about now.
Now?
Yes,
and I answered,
yes.
I don't know, no refuge to the Buddha.
You're saying
now.
At the moment there's
it means
doubt
ignorance,
and ignorance,
yeah.
So at
now.
That moment of ignorance, no refuge.
So who can help?
Yes, so the Ajahn
is his own understanding.
The same,
no.
So.
Not me.
Yeah.
His own understanding of what he's heard from the Buddha. Like colour, for example. So if someone just makes a disc of a colour and concentrates on it, there's no kusala, there's no calmness. But at this moment, there is colours appearing and there's so much attachment to this colour and not that colour, and we find colour very important. So there can be wise reflection that only visible object that appears. So there can be...
It doesn't matter for me, because when you go and you see a child or a kid, why you have kusala, why you offer? Is it not possible to offer? So the same is to say about the objects, you know. It's the same.
But we're talking about objects of summit,
yeah,
of calmness. Yes, and at a moment of
difference?
Giving,
they
there is calmness.
They are much more powerful than anything else, these objects. Not for me, but I believe in that. They
Sorry, could you say that again? When you see a child...
Yeah, child or some guy, poor guy or whatever, and you, for example, have a kusala citta, and you offer, you think it's not possible?
What's not possible? To have kusala?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe kusala.
Yeah, so the same with objects.
That's now nothing to do with samatha, but bhavana is the development, not only once or twice in a day. Are we now talking about the development of samatha?
Now we talk about the development of samatha.
Yeah, without understanding, can there be the development of samatha?
Yeah, but the point is, if this is the panya or samatha panya, for example, then it knows.
I would like to understand what you mean by samatha panya.
The panya of samatha that knows.
What is it?
Knows how to cultivate wholesomeness, how to have more wholesomeness and less not wholesomeness.
Begin now. See?
Yes, but...
What can be object of samatha?
No, but because my point is... because I just would like to go away a bit from now, and because... that's just my thinking, but...
Because people just say that when it's not vipassana, it's tamatha. Is that right? One says that when it's not vipassana, it's samatha. Is that right?
Not all people.
If one says that when it's not vipassana, then it's samatha. Is this right?
No.
Yeah, it can be akusala, loba, or whatever.
So only understanding can tell.
What I mean.
That's why we study the samatha bhavana, so that we can know whether that person is developing samatha or he just mistakes taking akusala for samatha.
Yes. So the same, for example, we cultivate the panya now, and we know very little, and we also have a lot of akusala now. So the same can be said with samatha.
But for that, anyone who just thinking that he is developing samatha, having such and such object like this, do you think that is possible?
Well, in Thailand, when I look on these people, I think it's a totally wrong view. But my point is different, that not all the people may have the same cittas for that moment. And because
what is the right development of samatha?
The wholesome devotee is having kusala for that moment.
On what object?
One of the...
What?
I think it can be any object. But
not any. So it has to be clear.
Yeah, but when you talk about 40 objects, let's
okay, 40 objects. Okay. Yeah. What object, for example?
The recollection on death, nimitta.
Of death?
Yeah, an image.
Frightened? Or
I don't know.
Or hurry to do something because one's going to die?
But that was explained in Maranasati, how he recollects. He doesn't recollect like, oh, I will die with fear. No. He doesn't recollect like his mother or father dies. He recollects properly.
What is that? Properly.
It must be some kind of proper nimitta.
It must be some kind of what? Nimitta?
Nimitta.
What do you mean by nimitta?
I mean the sign.
Sign of death?
I mean concept.
Sign of, or concept of death?
Like concept. A concept.
Like D-E-A-T-H?
What is this? No, I mean a concept. Pagnati. Because this panya cannot have object, nama and rupa, so it must have a concept, as I assume.
Like you said before about talking about kasina, it can be a very powerful object, so death or kasina can be a powerful object, but it all comes back to the kind of understanding, the way that it's reflected on. So it's the understanding that's important. Because if there's just concentrating on kasina or the word death, for example, no kusala, no karma at all.
Yes, but the point is I don't do any samatha, you know? I'm just talking about this.
No one does samatha.
Yes, and the point is the only thing I wanted to say, because we can say this person this, but I think it's still a Dhamma somehow. If they are explained, these objects, so...
I would like to know what you mean by powerful object.
I mean the inducement for Kusala Chitta, very special inducement, I think, because the teras...
So it's very easy. Just look at this powerful, see? Impossible.
But
how can that ground thing condition kusala?
Yes, but the awareness of death.
Right.
Awareness of death, maranasati, it's in the sutta even.
Now we are talking about this, the powerful
and
object.
This.
Yeah.
I don't know this before. I don't know.
So, I mean, what Ajahn's asking is, when you say death, powerful object, do you mean, like, thinking, I will die tomorrow, I could die the next moment, or death, or what is the thinking about
I change the object to disc.
Yeah, right, okay.
Because he thinks about powerful
because
objects.
He said that it's powerful.
Yeah. I thought all objects explained.
No, this one is powerful. Yeah.
This is a good example. You can't escape from this idea.
Well, just before we leave, I was going to say, when we were talking about metta earlier, I think you said that Visuddhimagga says that the monks should sit down and think metta to everyone. But I don't think it really says that's what they should do.
I don't remember, but there is something like he sits and extending this metta for everyone.
But as soon as there's the idea that some people do samatha, like they do samatha with this powerful object of kasina, and I don't do it, and some people do, but none of that is any understanding of calmness or how any object such can bring calmness.
That's the point. I don't know how it works on people, but I mean that it was explained by in the Visuddhimagga.
I think what
there must be a reason.
Yes, but because you said that for samatha there should be paya also. So you wonder how these people can cultivate samatha, and now Ajahn is trying to explain what are the conditions for samatha, for the development of samatha.
like now.
For example, must be Aramana Pachaya and...
Like now, if we have a disc on the wall, will there be any calmness?
I'd like to understand why you say powerful object.
I'm saying this because it was explained in Visuddhimagga, and it must have reason.
This, what is that?
This is Kasina or something.
Patavi Kasina, for example. Patavi Kasina.
Earth.
You know Pali. Patavi.
Patavi.
Yeah. Patavi Kasina. You know that?
It's
powerful. You have powerful object in your room. If you have fun in your room.
A fan. The simple air.
Yeah, powerful.
It's on plug, you know, by electricity. No, I'm joking. That's just my belief. A belief.
It indicates that the teaching is for studying carefully. The only way to understand Dhamma, and it is understanding, not just guessing or assuming. It has to be studied carefully, each word, even the word samatha and vipassana and object and everything. Otherwise, it's wrong understanding. Not having Buddha as refuge at all. So this word, Buddha is my refuge, must be with Satya, one of the parami, no one else. Can help the others to have one's own understanding from considering and hearing. Even on samatha bhavana and even on this.
Yeah, because I'm just asking this, or because I would like sometimes know what is Dhamma, but all, what is included, because the Thera said also.
Because this. Buddha taught everything so that one will not have misunderstanding or wrong understanding. It indicates that the Dhamma is not for just reading, it's for considering and understanding clearly. So that should be questioned, how can that be powerful object?
How listening and reading Dhamma is
also... No, I mean this.
But it's object, for sure, it's an object, isn't it? An object.
Powerful?
Yes, some of the other more powerful.
What do you mean?
Favorable.
Pardon?
Favorable.
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 How? For attachment. It is.
For sure, for attachment.
And also, what about for right understanding? Different.
Depending on conditions.
What condition? What pakatupanisya pachaya?
A particular person.
Pakatupanisya pacha, which is avicha.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, yeah, for sure. Because it's like a gift. Because I think the 40 objects actually may be dangerous, like you give a kid a scissors or whatever, you know, because people nowadays just.
Let's
crazy
talk
about it.
The powerful this. It must be very important to understand whether that is right or wrong understanding. Otherwise, one just thinks that it's right.
Yeah. I think what Luca has been saying about the disc is already also what a lot of people believe.
That's not studying carefully.
Like if they don't, for example, like Jan gave the example of Patavi Kasina, if there's no understanding of Patavi now, and how there can be wise reflection on how all the things we find so important are actually just Patavi. If there can't be any kusala reflection now of calmness, then how will it be of any value to have a disc of earth, and how can it be a powerful inducement for kusala? Impossible. So it has to always begin with the right understanding
of what?
With, of how that object can condition calm at this very moment.
Yes. But there must be beginning of also.
Yeah, so it has to be, so this is why we're discussing it, so there can be the beginning of understanding how there can be calm at this moment by considering the quality of metta or death at this moment, because it can come any time, or the nature of patawi, like we mind about all these things, but actually it's just earth, nothing more. So there has to, the understanding always has to come back to the wise considering at this moment, so that there can be the understanding of what calm is and how that, why that object can be a condition for kusala with calm.
But let's assume it's there, for some person, then what? If this is what Sarah mentioned, is there for some people?
Some only, or one, or all?
One, only one, let's say.
So for this person it's true, for the other person it's not true, or what? Or truth must be truth for everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Tara's mentioned in the Vasuddhimagga.
Yeah.
Understanding what calmness is and how the,
with the
object
proper
can condition calm.
Of the object and explanation.
Do you think that object is powerful?
Any
object.
But after samatha?
No matter. Yeah. Is. Why? How can it be powerful?
I mean, like, for example, we sit here in company and for good friends.
Yeah. And?
It's to.
The object is not powerful. What is powerful?
The yonisamanasikara.
So it is not the object. At all.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about the powerful this? Yeah. Because all objects are not powerful. Otherwise there is no arahata. If object is powerful. So no object is powerful. So this or any samatha object is not powerful. So, why it is the object of samatha development? This is the careful study. Otherwise, one is lured or trapped by attachment and ignorance, thinking that, oh, that person has reached or gained such and such level of jhana, things like that. All ignorance. Without any understanding, even object of samatha. So what about the patuvi kasina? It is there in Visuddhimagga, but what is it? And what does it mean? And why is patuvi kasina? Is this patavi touching? Patavi?
It's hard.
And this?
It's also hard.
And this?
Yes.
And this? Everything. Hardness. Usually it's the object of attachment when there is no understanding. What would you like, or what would you like very much to get, is only hardness. People fight for hardness. The countries fight for hardness. Stone, mountain, river, and country, see? All must have hardness in reality. So by understanding this, that the world or the rupa cannot exist or arise without hardness at all. So when one understands that it's only hardness. No matter what, everything which is seen or touched or desired must be only for having hardness, which is only hardness, no one in it, no one here at all. For example, there are hardness in this room, right? Everyone, see? And with visible object, and the combination of the hardness are different. So there are different shape and form by different combination of hardness, no matter where. So by understanding what's the use of having just hardness, just want to have it, what's the use? That's why kasina means all are patuvi, only patuvi, not more than patuvi. By understanding this, there will be a gradual detachment from clinging to only patuvi in life, see, just want it. And the understanding will condition calmness by not let go the understanding that everything is just hardness, the rupa. No matter its sound, smell, or anything, it comes from hardness. Without hardness, no rupa like that which now present can be seen or be heard at all. In a day, if one realizes that what's the use of craving for hardness, they will have less and less attachment to hardness as things, people, country, scenery, flowers, or anything. And this is only conditioned calmness, not right understanding of the impermanency of whatever appears. That's why there are two different kinds of development, samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana. Not just look and watch the disc and try to have the nimitta of it and think that one has gained less attachment to kasina or patui kasina.
Actually, just attachment to...
When there is no understanding, it's attachment. But when there is understanding, it's kind of even one does not look at it, but still the mind has it as object of understanding. And it becomes clearer when the panya is there and the concentration and piti is there. That's why the factors of samatha is vitaka, vijara, piti, sukha, and ekakata, with understanding.
These 40 meditation sub-objects, did they exist before the Buddha's teaching?
Not all, like the
reflection of Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
For example, the
earth. Yes, kasina. That's why people can have miracle performance, like they can fly or go through the wall. Yeah.
So that means at that moment there was already the teaching about the elements.
Or by accumulations too. Because kusala can arise by accumulation, so other kusala also can arise by...
You mean like spontaneous accumulation? Spontaneous.
Like in a day, people who think about death correctly, wisely, can be moment of kusala, while the other do not have condition to think about anything at all. That's why there were teachers like the six teachers and in the time of Buddha just knew about all these kusala cittas developing samatha to the degree of arupa jhana, not just know nothing and just watch the this, the powerful this or something like that, see. This is Buddhang Saranang Kacchami. He helped everyone who come to study his teachings to have right understanding.
Let
let's say those people, even for the Buddha's time, reflected on Patavi wisely in the day and how everything that one's so attached to is just earth and how this leads to wars and all the other things you've been talking about. But this is just moments of samatha or wise considering. How did the development develop from here? Just more reflecting wisely on how on this is part of it.
Like accumulation. For example, like some words like what is seen now is only for or is to be forgotten. Mm. It can help a lot, mm. See? So even if it's not this or any samatha object.
Yes.
But it can condition detachment from clinging too much.
Yes.
The story of what is seen and whatever one used to take it seriously for
so
something permanent.
So the development of samatha of any object just occurred because of accumulations to reflect wisely on mm-hmm. death or patavi or whatever object
it's
it is.
Very often in the day.
Even when it's not time for Buddha to teach, because at that time there's no Buddha at all, there can be the samatha development to the degree of arupa jhana.
Yes. But obviously if, for example, there's that wise reflecting on that object by accumulations, if that person intended to develop more calm with that object, then of course it's going to just be attachment or trying to. It's not the natural accumulation.
We don't talk about the development of samatha at all. People have different accumulation, so one can see that this person has kusala in different ways more than the others, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Metta naturally, so if there's more understanding, then that metta will develop more, whereas someone else will reflect more on death. Mm-hmm. And the other day you made one comment which I just wanted to ask about. You mentioned vipassana jnanas are dutangas to
Tathanga. Bahana. Oh, what? Tathanga. Bahana. Temporarily, tathanga is temporarily,
oh,
momentarily.
Okay. I misheard it.
Yeah. Tadanga.
Tadanga.
Bahana.
Oh, okay.
Not vikampana.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And not
jhanas,
because reality
mm-hmm.
is not as the object.
Yeah. I understood. I heard you say dutanga, so.
No.
Tadanga.
Ajahn, at lunchtime today, I found myself sitting next to Khun Acharapon here. And it turns out she was a student at Thammasat when I was there. And so one of the subjects that came up was whether the Buddha taught meditation or not. And
what
I think...
What do you mean by meditation? This is the point.
Yes, well, I was going to say, I think the discussion we've been having now may provide part of an answer to that question, but of course the question is a lot wider than just the matter of samatha.
So now we know that the teaching is not for reading at all, it's for studying carefully until there's right understanding of what one read. So that is the studying of the teachings of the Buddha. We can read about the samatha development or vipassana or whatever, but what about the understanding? No matter it's Milinda Panha or commentaries or whatever.
Is that how to practice is a part of to gain a better understanding?
What is practice? What is meant by practice?
Practice, I mean that to be... to sit quietly.
Okay, now we sit. Now we sit and quiet.
Yeah, so that's why I understand. So that's how I try to gain a better understanding.
From whom you have this idea?
Many books.
So
listen.
the book is for the teachings of the Buddha, or
yes,
not for reading, but for studying, yes, carefully. Carefully, for example, what is practice? Is it his teaching? What does it mean? Just sit. Anyone can sit. And sit quietly. Now we are sitting quietly, so what?
No, I mean that to gain, because living in this world is quite busy now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just
busy is Dhamma or not?
It is.
It should be known or not?
It should be
known as not self, a reality. So why not knowing it? Buddha taught not to know or to know?
To know.
So, without studying, can there be any understanding of even that moment as not self?
Yes.
If there is still self, nothing can be eradicated at all, because they are all conditioned by ignorance when it's not right understanding.
One thing I try to learn is to gain what is sati.
So, what about the Buddha's teaching about sati?
To practice.
No, he didn't say that at all.
So, what did he say to be?
A reality, a conditioned reality, not self. Whatever arises is conditioned and then falls away instantly. This is his teaching.
So that's the part of the mindfulness?
What is mindfulness again?
It's just to understand it's what is the condition.
Understand what? Arise. Understand what?
Whatever happens.
Now.
Present moment.
What is it?
It is.
What is this present moment?
Present moment, whatever that
happens. Now, just now.
You mean now?
Yes. We don't talk about the past and the future at all. That cannot be known. But what can be known is now, at this very moment.
Yes.
So, what is this moment? Is there anything in it? Or nothing now? Or what is there now? This is the teachings of the Buddha. If Buddha is one's refuge, there's only one way. Study his teachings carefully until it's one's own right understanding of whatever appears.
The reason we don't understand, the reason we don't really see the present moment now, whatever appears, because we have so much ignorance, and also we don't study enough, we don't listen enough, or a combination of many things.
Do not understand the word of the teaching, like Dhamma.
To start with.
Any word should be studied carefully. It will bring more and more understanding, because he taught about whatever is real at any time.
Seems very easy though, but it's not. I mean, seeing, hearing, every day, every moment, you know,
it can't be easy.
Well, I mean, it seems to be. Sometimes, I mean, you talk to everybody, you know, seeing
it's easy to see, but not to understand.
Yes, that's right.
So now, this, no more. Oh, what is that? The Pathavi Gassina, beginning to understand what is it, what for, and why is the object of samatha. Only when there is understanding.
Yeah, that's a very good explanation.
Not just anyone just look at it and want to have the nimitta of it and take it for all its
gone. After one day or this. But how do they make it standing ground all the time? to have an engine to this casino, the disc.
Just one casino.
Yeah, but it turns like...
No.
Oh,
no. No,
no.
Not
that's
at
not
all.
Invention.
Okay. One is just all the time.
No.
Must be very tired. Turn around all day.
What is like this?
Akusala. From where? It's not from Visuddhimagga. Turning around the disc.
No, I just imagined that. I thought because it's circled, so it must run.
No,
just I thought like this. Yeah.
It's just like a reminder, so that even when their eyes are closed, there can be the nimitta or the reminder of that patavi dhatu. So at any time it can be a condition for wise reflection and calm, but only if there is the understanding in the first place of patavi and how it can condition calm.
I would not like to just close my eyes and see a plate or something, you know. I would not like... I prefer the beautiful woman side. Depends on for whom. I have a question on Vipassana. Ajahn, because I was wondering about 22 faculties, isn't it? Indriyas. And is this something like Sanya Indriya?
Is
it like this? Something like the faculty of Sanya?
You are talking about Vipassana?
Yeah, Vipassana. Yeah.
What is that?
Vipassana.
Yes.
I mean the 22 faculties, Indriyas.
Yeah, okay. Not all of them are Vipassana.
Oh, no. I mean just there are 22 faculties. I don't mean who are, like Panya or... I mean just there are 22. I don't remember them all. And if there is Sanya, that is also a faculty, or it's not a faculty, a Sanya.
Sanya? Indriya?
Yeah.
No?
No. Okay, but why? Now why?
How many?
22.
Okay, what is one by one?
For example, 5 Pasadarupas.
Okay, 5, not Sanya.
Yes,
okay.
And then it's a Panya.
5 Vedanas.
5 Vedanas?
Okay, 10, not Sanya.
Yes, 5 Vedanas.
Mm-hmm.
No, Vedana Indriya, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Manasindriya.
Mana, yeah.
Upekindriya.
Upekindriya.
Yeah, Tukindriya, Sukindriya.
Okay.
Upekindriya.
And Satindriya.
Yes.
Viriya also.
5. Sada.
Sada.
Sati.
Sati.
Viriya.
Viriya.
Samadhi. Panya.
Panya, 5.
Okay.
And next.
Chivitindriya.
It's all now.
22.
22.
Yes.
So my question is why Sanya is not the Indriya? Because we talk.
Why it is.
Sanya is Indriya or no?
No.
That's
if you
why.
Say
why,
then why? The question is why is
why should
it? Why should it be?
Because we talk about Sanya Vipalasa, that Sanya is all the time very powerful. And my question, why it's not San Indriya?
Ask the Buddha.
Yeah, but I would like to...
Excuse me. What is Indriya?
Faculty, power, and faculty.
One by one, we
faculty
have...
Faculty control.
We have enough to say. Okay, the first one.
The 5...
Pasada. Why they are Indriya?
Because of them we see. We can see because these 5,
mm-hmm.
they support the
experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And Sanya arises with each moment.
Yes.
Not like the Pasada Rupa.
Yes.
Not like moment of Satta, Viriya, Sti, Samadhi, Panya, when it is aware, when they are at moment of understanding reality as not self. Because you see that now there is sata, but it's not satindriya. There is sati at moment of understanding, but it's not satindriya. So we have to know that at what moment they are indriya, at moment of being satipatthana only. It's like sankhara, akusala kamma. They are akusala citta, but not all akusala citta are akusala kamma. So not all satta are satindriya.
Yes, and there is man indriya,
six.
Then why it's not san indriya?
Again.
Because
why?
Because mana, the citta, then why it's not sanya also?
So why not parsa?
Because, for example, we got citta vipalasa and sanya vipalasa. We talk a lot about the citta is that what also deceives. So, it seems it has no power.
And what about titi vipalasa? Why it's not indriya? And what about sanya and citta? See? No, that is your thought.
Yes.
Yeah. But the reality has to be as it is. Sanya is sanya.
Yeah, that's why asking cause to clear
okay.
The indriya.
Okay.
What they are.
We don't have to use the indriya, but what about the anatta sanya?
Anatta sanya.
See? Different words for different reality taught by Buddha. Because sanya remembers, so that are atta sanya and anatta sanya. See, they are different. You'd like it to be indriya, both, or what? Or one, or what? Sanya is just sanya. It arises with panya or akusala. At this moment, what is indriya? Why?
Manindriya.
Yeah.
Because there is a moment of experience and it's somehow different than just moment.
It's the chief. Always. Without it, jetasikas cannot arise. Even they arise together, but this one is the manindriya. At moment when it arises, it experiences, like now. Pasa just contact, vedana just feel, and sanya just remember, but citta is that which experiences the object. So it's manindriya.
And jivitindriya, because without jivitindriya, no life is this thing.
And vedana is so important in one's life. So it's indriya. Even there is sanya now, but at moment of experiencing an object, no one knows about sanya, so it's not indriya. But when vedana is so strong, see, it's indriya. No one think about citta as manindriya at all at that moment. Its characteristic is like that it can be indriya. That's why all kinds of vedanas are indriya.
Only when they are strong?
Only when it dominates other.
When it dominates.
Yeah.
One vedana or three vedana indriya?
Each.
Each one is different.
Indriya. When it appears as indriya. For now, upekha does not appear as indriya, but manindriya, citta, experiences it. But at moment when dukkha arises, the bodily dukkha, it dominates because other realities do not appear. Only the dukkha.
When Dominasa, the stronger version, then Dominasa dominates and it's just obsessed by the Dominasa.
Mm-hmm. So it's indriya.
And it says Vedana Indriya or Sukha Indriya?
Sukhindriya, the combination of Sukha and Indriya. So it is Sukhindriya, Tukhindriya, Upekhindriya, okay. Somanasin.
Oh, five.
Oh, five. Domanasin.
Okay. And in the Satipatthana Sutta, Vedana Upasana, those are mentioned there. Vedana Upasana.
Domanasinsi.
Domanasinsi.
Yeah, all three.
All three?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this three classified five, it's five.
Excuse me. Vedana Upasana Satipatthana.
Yes.
So all kinds of Vedana
all
can
kinds.
Be object of right understanding.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is self at that moment when it's not known.
Because sometimes I think there was said like dukkha vedana and sukha vedana.
No, upekha vedana.
And upekha vedana.
Yeah.
But itself there is no, it says domanasa and somanasa separately. And I was wondering why that's like this.
So you mean that it shouldn't be known? So you think that it shouldn't be known?
No, because I've got some kind of previous experience, like some meditation teacher told that it's only dukkha and sukha bodily. They're just a pleasant experience.
They
should
be known. They should be known too, no matter somanasa or tomanasa.
Because, yeah, that was told that he told that it's dukkha and sukha only.
But includes?
Only, yeah, no mental.
Yeah.
And it's really confusing after some time. Because
understanding is the best thing. Yeah. Otherwise, it seems like it shouldn't be known that strong.
Yeah, when it was explained like dukkha and sukha, then when I have domanasa, I thought, oh, something is wrong. You know, because it's not the dhamma is dhamma, basically.
So one has to know why. Sometimes three, sometimes six, and sometimes nine.
Okay, in general.
It does mean that only three or only six. It depends on the way he taught. So how many hetus are there? How many hetus? Are there?
Six.
Six? Or nine? See?
Six or nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And three are good and three are bad. And one is avyakata.
Now what?
And now it's, of course, Mahijalasa akusala.
When there's no awareness, it's not directly understood.
So, but that's why we listen Dhamma.
And know the difference between moment without awareness and with awareness. No self. Panya is there. So it's the development of panya all the way. Without panya, it's impossible to understand any reality right now.